Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. And we're here with Brother Tommy Welchel, who has put together this book. Actually, he is not the one who made up the stories, but he recorded the stories of the saints who were children at Azusa Street. I love the story about when the man who started, Brother Riggs, who started the Assemblies of God, when he was a little boy at Azusa Street, and he was C.W. Ward. Now, I knew C.M. Ward, who was the son of C.W. Ward. And C.W. Ward and Brother Riggs were children at Azusa Street, and they took part in miracles. Even the kids, even the children prayed for people, and they were healed miraculously. Every day, miracles took place. And the Shekinah glory was there every day. And Brother Riggs told you that he and Brother Ward, when they were just, you know, young people, 11, 12, whatever, that the glory would get so thick, sometimes they would play hide-and-go-seek in it. Bless the Lord. Sometimes the roof would be on fire. Amazing things would happen. Now, these saints told you their stories. While we were talking about what we'd talk about today, when the microphone was off, you said they would sit there with their little eyes. You'd be on the floor. And what was it like sitting there listening, Brother Tommy?
They were excited. I mean, even the last times. See, I went to each one once a month. So that means I went about 16, 17 times a month, almost every other day. But they sit there with their eyes all aglow, just beady, just happy, as though they're telling it for the first time.
And there was an anointing.
And there was an anointing with them telling it. Even Sister Dundee's, who was so quiet, so couldn't even tell her poor husband, she married a new husband. Mr. Dundee's had died, and she'd married this other man, and she wouldn't tell him. So he was ornery. He would make two sets of chocolate chip cookies and two glasses of cold milk, and he'd sit down beside me. She would not look at him. She looked only at me, and her eyes would start, she had black eyes, just glow when she'd start talking, and she's just like she was some preach, like she was preaching to me.
She was anointed.
Yes. Every one of them.
Get the stories to us, Tommy.
To us, yes.
You got through you to me, yes. And to all the others who are listening or read the books or all that. And we're going to talk about Brother Sid Roth. He had you on, and he called it, It's Supernatural. And on his website, you can watch. He went to Hollywood, got actors, and he reenacted all this. And you can get that at, if you just Google, you know, or what's the other one, Yahoo or whatever, and you just put in Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, you're going to get this. And he calls the reenactment that he made of it, It's Supernatural. And so while you're telling the story, then you see the reenactment of it. Now, he put this story in there. This is one of the ones they reenact, and it's Sister Lankford. Tell me about Sister Lankford. What was she like?
Sister Lankford was kind of a tall woman, very sweet.
She and her husband were there.
Brother
and
Sister Lankford. She was very sweet, one of the sweetest people you ever met. I couldn't say that about Brother Lankford. He was nice to me, but this man had come in and had an accident, and he'd lost his fingers on one hand. And so he'd gotten... They were talking, and Brother Lankford looked at the man and wanted healing. He says, because that thing was, you know, getting infected. He says, well, why don't we just ask God to grow him back? And the man said, what? He says, God will grow him back for you. The man says, okay. So he got his hand, and he's holding it up like this, but Sister Lankford is helping hold the man's arm up, and Brother Lankford starts praying, and these fingers start growing out. And poor Sister Lankford got so overwhelmed. I know we're feeling. I did that once when Jesus walked up to me. I passed out. She fainted right there, just boom, right on the floor. And it wasn't the Holy Spirit, and there were no catchers.
No. So she banged on the floor because she saw these fingers growing out.
Oh, no, she didn't
now,
get hurt,
you mentioned that you saw Jesus. Jesus appeared to you. And the first time you saw him, you were at Pisgah. You were a young man.
Yes.
And what happened that night in the service?
Well, he's coming down the road. Only half saw him, only half of the people. But he was coming up to certain ones and touching them.
You had a really good service that night.
Oh, boy, yeah.
It was one of those Holy Ghost nights.
One of those real
And there came the manifestation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
He came from the back door and started walking up, and you could tell it was him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his clothes were a lot different than ours.
Uh-huh.
And he's walking up, walking towards me, smiling, and here's this kid smiling. And
you were the kid.
Yes, I don't really think I was even breathing. And when he walked up to me, just boom, the lights went out. I passed out. But I got to see him later a few years later.
Now tell me about that, because Brother Duplessis, tell me about Brother David Duplessis.
David Duplessis was at the Fuller Institute in mm-hmm. Pasadena, which is about a 6 or 7 minute drive from Pisgah.
Mm-hmm.
They're just right next to each other. And he had come over once, and he'd talk to the young people, or he'd speak at one of the fellowship meetings. But he was over there one time talking to us he'd asked me, Tommy, would you like to see Jesus, have a personal experience with him? And I said, yeah, I'd like to. Now, I'm 20 years old now. I'm 3 years older.
Would you like to have a personal experience with Jesus?
With Jesus.
You're 20.
He said encounter.
An encounter.
With Jesus.
Okay.
And I'm, yes. He told me what to do. He said, you get you a timer.
Yeah, those timers that you set for an hour, or he told you to get one that's set for 2 hours.
2 hours. He said, get you a hiding place where no one is around. And you're by yourself. I said, yeah, I've got plenty of those places around Pisgah. But I had my favorite. I was up in the loft of Pisgah in the back. So I made me a little hiding place amongst some stuffs up there. I moved them around, and I could hide, and nobody knew I was there. And I went up there at night, late at night. I had the keys because I locked the door up at night after everybody left. So I'm up there, and I get my flashlight, and I go around the edge of the church, and then I get my little hiding place, and I set my little timer up there for 2 hours, set it on, turn my light off, and what he told me to do, he said, I want you to whisper, just whisper. He said, don't speak in tongues, don't say anything else, but sit and whisper the name of Jesus for 2 hours, and you'll have your encounter. Okay, so I went, and Brother David wasn't that awful old then. 1963, I go and do that, and I'm sitting there whispering. It's like it was 5 or 6 minutes, and I was shocked because my alarm went off, and I opened my eyes, and it was just like a big light was in there, and I turned the alarm off, and I froze. I hadn't turned the flashlight back on, and I knew who the light of the world was.
Mm-hmm.
So I raised up my left arm and looked under my arm, and here's these beautiful, the bottom part of his beautiful snow white robe, and these beautiful sandals and these feet and parts of a leg. I knew who it was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't look up or nothing. I wheeled around before he left and grabbed him around the legs. I wasn't going to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus reached down and started stroking the back of my head, and he says, Tommy, be patient and be obedient. And he said that a few times to me. And then I woke up, and it was daylight out there. The night had gone by. And that stuck in my mind from then on. Be patient and be obedient.
And you had to be patient with these stories they had told you for 40 years until the Lord showed you that it was time for them to be put into print. Now, you know, Brother Tommy, I knew Brother David Duplessis, had a close encounter with him. I've told that on this broadcast. I had some very unusual things that he told me to do. But I don't think he told everybody to do that.
No.
What he told me to do, I don't think he told everybody to do. And I did what he told me to do because I felt the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. Now, he probably had that just for you.
Yes.
That God showed him that you needed an encounter with Jesus, and this was what for you to do. These were not instructions for all men, all times,
no,
everywhere to do.
No, it was not. It was for me.
This was for you, Brother Tommy Wilchell, because Jesus needed to get over to you a message, be patient and be obedient. And so how was it all those years? Someone said to you, you told me that they said, wasn't it difficult to sit there at their feet? And you said what?
for 6 years. I said, no.
You loved it.
I loved it. I adored it. I couldn't wait for the next. I said, what was hard for a story, do for a storyteller to sit on these story, these dynamics for 40 years? I wanted to tell them, and I couldn't.
And then supernaturally, it happened. How did it happen?
It just started coming on me, and it did on Samantha Roach, Pastor Paul Roach's wife. And I walked over one time, I says, look, there's something burning in me. I've got to tell these stories. She said, it's been burning in me. She says, Tom, it's 06. It's 100 years, and you've got to get them in print. And I said, I know, it's burning in me. It's got to happen.
The Azusa Street Revival was from
1906
until 1910.
But it was started in April of 06.
Yeah.
It ended a couple of months before 1910, really about 3.5 years.
Yes. I believe it was April 6 through 9. And so it was 3.5 years, and the prophecy was that in about 100 years it's going to happen again. So when it was 100 years, then here comes the anointing on you. It's time to tell it. This other woman knew it, and then God brought a publisher across your path.
Supernaturally.
Supernaturally. Actually, a man who didn't even believe in such things.
No, he didn't.
He told me himself. He said, I didn't believe in things like this.
No, he didn't.
He was a denominational minister,
yes.
Had his doctorate, I think, in theology. And he said, I didn't even believe in these things until I started editing this, and God had put it into his heart to publish some Christian books.
Yes.
And it made a believer out of him.
Yes, it did.
Bless the Lord. And so it came together at the right time.
Yes.
Now, Brother Tommy, are people reading this? Are you getting any back? Are people, what's happening?
Well, there's miracles, and there's just kind of glory falling in places
yes.
all over the world.
And one of them was the church in Yukon, Oklahoma.
It was 3.5 hours, filled that church up.
Filled that house with the cloud of glory.
Yes.
I know that pastor there. And you told me that he had people to check the fog machine. He thought some kids were playing a joke and check some other things. And it was the Shekinah glory that was there. That's a great church.
He didn't got it stated.
What's
when
his
the
name,
glory
Pastor's
came,
name?
His name is David Rhodes.
Rhodes.
Mm-hmm. And his lovely wife.
Yes. And I know that church. I've ministered there. And they want the manifestation of the glory of God.
It's one so, other time.
Where at? Where was the other
there.
Time? At that time. So they've had twice there.
Twice at Brother David's.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. These things are happening. Revivals are going on. Things are happening. We have a very unusual thing that I'm going to write a letter to you about. Get on my mailing list because I want you to know about what's happened. So supernatural. Now, you can get these three books by calling 1-800-972-3447. They told me their stories, the book we've been talking about, The Story of the Argentine Revival, Brother Tommy Hicks, and book number three, Smith Wigglesworth and the Greatest Revival of All Time. It's got Brother Duplessy in it, and it's got the story of Tommy Hicks. Now, folks, get on my mailing list, because I'm about to write you a letter about something so supernatural that has happened concerning what will happen at our prayer meeting in the fall, starting October 23rd. Our autumn assembly. So please call us at 1-800-972-3447. Shalom, shalom.